Hi, I'm Andrew Burton. I'm the editor of SearchDisasterRecovery.com, and I'm here today with Rachel Dines, an analyst with Forrester Research. How's it going today, Rachel?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm real good. Just kind of getting back into the swing of things after Thanksgiving, you know?
Yep.
So, earlier this month, SearchDataBackup.com reported on a new company called Cobalt Iron, and they came out of stealth with a hybrid on-premise and cloud sort of backup solution. That's a pretty crowded market today, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of backup to the cloud, backup as a service type providers, and I find that this space can get really confusing. And so I always like to think about the different providers in this market as falling into a few different categories. There's the pure SaaS providers that just offer, you know, the backup SaaS that goes direct to the cloud. There's the guys who bundle that SaaS with an appliance, which is pretty much where Cobalt Iron falls in into that mix. But, you know, they've got a local appliance, so it's a disk-to-cloud hop. But then there's also the traditional backup providers that are starting to allow you to target the cloud on the back end. So it's with a more traditional on-premise installation of the software. And then, of course, you know, throw in a little bit more complexity. There's also the cloud gateway appliances. So it's, you know, more like a backup appliance, but then they back end to the cloud. So there's a lot of different providers offering combinations of different services in this market.
Okay, cool. Is there anything about this Cobalt Iron announcement that sort of makes it stand out from the pack, or is it just sort of more of the same?
What to me was most interesting about their announcement was a couple of things. One, that they're really targeting, it seems to be a larger customer than a lot of the other providers in this space. So, you know, most of the other solutions, at least in the cloud and SaaS world, have been targeted more at the SMB and some at the mid-market space. But Cobalt Iron has said they're really going after the enterprise, some at the mid-market as well, but the enterprise focus is one of the things that I think makes them a little bit different and a little bit more interesting than just your average provider. The other thing to me that really stood out to them was just the way that they are offering their deployment. So, you know, I mentioned a moment ago all the different, you know, you can go direct to cloud with a SaaS provider, you can make a local hop disk to disk to cloud. You know, they actually are offering both of these models plus a private model, so you could deploy this just to your private cloud on-premise, or what they're calling hosted private, which to me means that, you know, it's still hosted at their site, but it's not on shared, it's on dedicated infrastructure. So there's a lot of different flavors that they're putting out there for, you know, probably, you know, whatever you're most comfortable with. I think while there's some providers that are offering multiple modes for deployment, I've not seen one that offers this many different modes.
Okay. All right. Great. So another thing that I was thinking about is, like, you know, a lot of backup software companies just offer, you know, backup to cloud as, you know, a cloud target option. You know, it seems like that would be kind of like the obvious route if, like, a lot of companies already have, you know, some backup software in place that they're using. So do you think they're just kind of going after customers that they're dissatisfied with their backup software, or is it kind of like, you know, more to it than that, or what do you think?
That's one angle that I've seen them take. I mean, a lot of people are constantly unhappy with backup because it's, you know, it's error prone and there's lots of challenges and it can be, you know, significant overhead to manage. So that is one angle, but what I found is instead of making like a whole rip and replace, you know, opportunity, they've been going in with, especially in larger organizations, they've been going in and targeting branch and remote offices where if there are backups being run there, they're often, you know, inconsistent. There might not be local IT staff. It's, you know, very often still going to tape out at those remote sites. And so, you know, they come in with something that is automated, fully managed, goes automatically off to the cloud, and it can be a much easier sell and, you know, much easier approach to backup at those sites. And then I think the idea is that, you know, ultimately it will creep into other aspects of the backup environment. And, you know, a lot of organizations, large and small, are trying to focus their time and energy on the most strategic aspects of their business. And, you know, if they decide backup is not one of those strategic aspects, it could make sense to go with a managed backup service to the cloud versus, you know, one of these, you know, using your existing backup software, going to the cloud, you know, that's a good, less disruptive option, but it still means you're managing the backups themselves. So, you know, thinking about who's going to manage the backups and if that's something that you want to take off the plate of your staff, that's where a lot of companies are starting to think in terms of going to the managed and cloud-based backup solutions.
All right, sweet. Well, that's it for me today, Rachel. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me.
Yeah, thank you.
And for more information about a variety of disaster recovery topics, please visit searchdisasterrecovery.com. Thanks for listening.